And good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Thursday morning. And Brian Marshall, side bottom the first on Thursdays. And Ken Cummins, a legend, on Thursday as well.
And Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Every day.
Every day. Might as well.
Yeah, Brian, I had a kind of a mixed experience last evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Had a great experience. We had a good meal.
Yeah.
Had Thanksgiving meal. Four churches represented.
Yeah.
Caldwell Springs Baptist Church, Dykesburg Baptist Church, Sulphur Springs Baptist Church. And we all gathered at Mexico Baptist Church. That's all in Crittenden County.
Okay.
And anyway, that's the great experience.
Okay.
And a wonderful worship service, too.
Okay.
Brother John East brought a message. He's 85 years old now. Did a tremendous job.
Wow.
Preached like he was at least 84. I'm kidding. He did a terrific job. Now, the other experience, there's some people there that I hadn't seen in years, more than one said they didn't recognize me now after 18 years. You know, I don't know why.
So does that mean you look better or worse?
They didn't comment.
Okay.
I think the foregone conclusion that I'm much older.
Well,
they had not seen the gray hair version.
Okay, that's what it is.
I guess. But I look at myself every day. I look the same myself.
I know. Why is it we look at ourselves and we think, well, I just don't see any difference?
I see a difference. My goodness, yes.
I feel a difference.
So what I did when I get home after I had my tail tucked, and I go home and, of course, trying to get over it, feeling horrible. Not really. There's a photo of the era of time I worked with those people. And I said, well, no wonder. My hair was black. My whiskers were black. I honestly weighed the same as I do now.
Yeah.
But so there's no difference there. I thought about that, but no, yeah. I weigh the same.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, it was cute. It was cute the other day. I was working with John Reed. He's been helping with my car, you know, and this little boy and girl come over and they was visiting and talking about age. And they asked John how old he was. And the little girl said, John, are you about 50? And, of course, John said, no, about 60. You know, 59, I think is what John is. But then she looked over at me. She said, are you about 80? And I looked at her. I said, do I look like I'm 80? Well, she said, all the gray hair and stuff.
Well, sure.
I'm like, I said, it's just been rough life. No,
you've been rolled hard, put up wet.
Yeah, that's it. But anyway.
You're right. It was funny. In fact, it wasn't just one person. It was several.
Who?
And therefore, I thought it was an anomaly. But the fact of that remains, if that many people do not recognize you, something's up. But you get a photo in your mind. Like, you get stuck back in high school. Like, I saw somewhat at a church where I was filling in before I became interim pastor where I am now, and Mexico Baptist. And anyway, this person turned around. I mean, hair as white as this sheet of paper I have my notes on this morning.
Uh-huh.
And she said, do you remember me? I had to be honest. I was sitting right there in Sunday school in God's house.
Can't lie in the Lord's house.
No, you shouldn't lie anywhere. But anyway,
no, I know.
I'm just using that for an exaggerated point here.
Uh-huh.
I did not.
Yeah.
But I could see in her eyes that I knew her from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And so she had one up on me. I'm the guest speaker. She wouldn't recognize me either.
Mm-hmm.
But there's my name as clear as bell in the bulletin.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Uh-huh.
She told me, and of course I remembered her once the name had all kicked in. But
oh, yeah.
Man, you're talking about, let's see, let me do my quote, 48 years ago that I graduated from high school.
It's a long time.
It is. Enough of the age. What we're going to do today, I'm still licking my wounds. I think I'll get over it, though.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right, because it's all one of these days. I won't no more have a new body, no more aging, no more pain, no more gray hair.
Mm.
I don't mind the gray hair part. It doesn't bother me at all.
No,
just shows that you earned those.
That's it.
HR Ministries invites you to a free Christmas concert featuring Josh Wilson.
Nowhere, nowhere, Jesus is alive.
Get ready for Josh Wilson's one-man band Christmas experience at Christ Tabernacle, 1839 U.S. 62 West in Princeton.
Oh, come Emmanuel.
It's happening Friday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. The concert is absolutely free, but everyone is encouraged to bring a non-perishable food item to bless the Legacy Food Bank this Christmas season.
Christmas lights shining bright, what a sight. I want to feel this way every day of my life. Oh, I can hear the bells ringing out.
That's the Josh Wilson Noel Christmas Concert, Friday night, December 5th at 6:30 at Christ Tabernacle in Princeton.
Hallelujah, you have found
King Jesus, Missionary Radio.
Front porch on a Thursday.
Good morning, that's Brian Marshall, Sidebottom's voice, and hello there, I'm Ken Cummins. Hey, I want to talk to you about this afternoon that you'll have an opportunity to win some tickets coming up this Saturday night. And, Brian, if you'll pull, tell us where it's going to be. It's going to be in Clarksville. It's going to be by Awakening Foundation on the same stage and not at the same time, mind you.
No.
But they'll have a Skillet and
Jeremy Camp
and
We Are Messengers.
That's right. All in one night.
That's going to be a good concert.
And where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the F&M Bank Arena downtown Clarksville.
And doors open at 5 for the VIP ticket holders and 5:30 for the rest of us.
Yes.
And so we, courtesy of the Awakening Foundation, not now. Hear me. Not now.
Don't do it.
Not now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be clear. But Tammy will have some tickets to give away this afternoon on her show.
All right.
Between 3 and 4, right after Odyssey. Now, how's that being specific for you?
So between 3 and 4.
This afternoon.
Okay.
One more pair. That's all we have
that's
left.
That's it.
And we're done.
Okay.
But I'm thankful for that and appreciate the Awakening Foundation and cooperation with us to do that and to invite you to Clarksville to where?
At the F&M Bank Arena downtown Clarksville.
And that's this Saturday night.
This Saturday night.
With Skillet.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy Camp and We Are Messengers.
You got it. All in one. That's going to be big.
Yeah.
That's going to be bigly.
Oh, big.
Bigly.
And I've been by the F&M Bank Arena.
I have not been there.
But I haven't been inside.
So. I have not either. I've heard about it forever and, well, as long as it's been around. And I just hadn't had the occasion to go.
Me neither.
Looks like I know we have a couple of people going from here. I might be the third. I'm not sure.
You might tag along.
I do know that John Reed and his lovely bride, Gabrielle, are going.
Yeah.
But I don't know about Ken, if he's going to go or not.
Yeah.
I have to preach the next day.
Denny?
Yeah, he's an old fuddy dud. He's not going to go.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, we're staying on point here.
Okay.
Coming up this afternoon with Tammy Cummins. I know her very well. She just completed a birthday.
Yeah, she just had a birthday.
She did. And she's coming. She will have two tickets, a pair of them.
Yes.
This afternoon. And if you're the correct caller and you're going, that's the caveat here.
You're going.
If you're not going, please do not participate.
Yeah.
But if you're going and can go.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then participate, please, because that's the last pair that we have. And again, that is the courtesy of
the Awakening Foundation.
That is correct. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you heard kind of circle back that there's a concert that's free with Josh Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
It's put on by HR Ministries at Christ Tabernacle on Friday night, the 5th of December at 6:30. The doors will open. And they're asking you what's going to happen. You'll not, there's no admission, but they're asking you to bring a perishable, non-perishable, don't bring a perishable one, please.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That'd be awful. Non-perishable food item to go to the Legacy something or another, what are they called?
The Legacy Center.
Yeah, okay. And they will distribute that through their food bank, I understand.
Okay.
So, all right. I think I've caught up on my howdies and all of that thing.
Okay.
Now, do you know what's 1 week from the day, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the first?
Let me see here. Would that be Thanksgiving?
Ding, 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 as you say.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, back in the day here, people like Joe Barner and I have been around here for some years now. And when Brother Jim Adams, who was the manager here, I'm only the second one the station's ever had.
Yeah.
And if you said Turkey Day, you would get fined.
You get fined.
Yes, and I'm telling you, do not say Turkey Day, because that's is entrenched in my fiber.
You told me that, I think, several years ago.
Well, I'm still preaching that. Jim's torch is carrying on. Do not say Turkey Day.
Don't say Turkey Day.
I heard a news announcement.
You just said Turkey Day.
I did, but so that's to tell you what not to say. All right. Enough of that. We do have some content this morning, believe it or not. Hebrews 13, verse 8. You know the scripture. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. We live in a world that changes, but a Savior who doesn't. Church, everywhere we look, dear ones, things are changing. If you don't believe it, have you looked at the latest discussion on artificial intelligence? It's amazing what that can do.
Oh, I know.
It is. But our world is changing. That's just one little thing. Health changes for individuals and breakthroughs in healthcare. Relationships change, believe it or not. Do you see? It's rare to have multiple friends that you carry on from birth to death. Now, that's just rare. And really, if you get down to it, you can really get to count on your fingers those you really trust to be your friends and let you in on your life.
True.
I am very guarded with that myself.
True, true.
Now, Tammy knows all about me, probably more than she wants to know. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, she is the only one who's going to get in the intimate part and the deep part.
Yes.
I just don't do that. And
sure.
But relationships change. Emotions change.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Even the season shift, like here in Kentucky, Tennessee, if you stay around, we'll have winter like on November the 10th when it was blustery cold down in the teens, wind blowing about 40 miles an hour, and then by the weekend it was 80 degrees. Things change. But standing right in the middle, all of this movement that I tried to outline is one unshakable truth. Jesus Christ does not change, ever. George Mueller said, gratitude is the soul of faith. The assurance that God has been good is good and forever will be good.
Amen.
You think about that. In other words, when we understand the unchanging nature of Christ, our hearts naturally rise in gratitude. And that's what I'm speaking about here on the front porch. Let's look at what that means to us this morning. First of all, the scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. His faithfulness in the past fuels our gratitude today.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He has never and never will fail his people. It's always interesting to me how that sometimes you hear these discussions and people say, well, God's just not at work. He let me down. Well, maybe that wasn't God to let you down.
Mm.
It was your understanding of who God is.
That's right.
Psalm 77, verse 11, he says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. And then Deuteronomy 7, 9, says he is God, the faithful God. So right now, this morning, let me encourage you in the simplicity of the moment to take a moment and look back. What do you see? Has God ever abandon you? Has he ever denied you grace? Has he ever been late in his purpose? I will answer that. No.
No.
Never.
Never, never.
Never, never, never. So you have a story and I have a story. And my story is still being written. And as I've heard so many times at a funeral, and you go to a cemetery and you'll see somebody born this day and then died on this date.
Yes.
And that what you and I are living is the dash in between.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have a story. Sometimes that story goes straight, then sometimes it will deviate. Sometimes it's like one of Chuck Swindoll's old books, it takes two steps forward and three steps back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two steps forward, three steps back. I think that's how God goes. But anyway, our story carries evidence of his goodness. Let's just think for a moment, and let me try to just kind of nudge you to think this way, and we have a heart full of gratitude this morning. think of past rescues. Has there ever been a place when you know it was God, only God, that pulled you out of a situation? I can think of numerous one of those, that where your life was maybe was in the mix here, and God decided, well, I'm going to leave you around for a while, and He rescued you.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes I think a rescue is a moment when you're at Walmart and you see somebody you don't want to talk to. That's a joke. Please, yeah. No phone calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can we take a joke?
Cummins. No, I'm just joking.
No. Brian Sidebottom held up the cue card, and he told me to say that.
No, he did.
Mm-mm. No, I wouldn't. I am joking. But, I mean, serious rescues.
Sure, I know.
God is faithful. Past provisions. Man, I've told this story on the front porch before. Before we go to Pen from the Heart, I'll try to tell it real quickly. Tammy and I had left the state of Kentucky. I just graduated from Murray State University, and we were students. I was a student at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, Fort Worth, Texas. Now, from the pastorate that I'd been in, we owed quarterly taxes. Now, back then, that'd been 1983. Well, back then, $250 might as well have been $20,000 because we didn't have it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fretting and occurring and spewing and all of that stuff. I did not have $250. I just paid the rent, and I had just got employment. That's, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was making the sum of $5 an hour. But anyway, get to the point. Back in home, the church at Eddy Creek Baptist Church in Princeton had voted to send all their Christian college and seminary students a gift to help them out. I didn't know it. I had no way of knowing it.
Mm.
But arriving in that mailbox the next day after that fuming and fretting and carrying on was a check to us for $250. You know what my taxes were?
$250.
You got it. That taught me something.
Yeah.
And I'm still living it right here at Missionary Radio. You want to hear stories about God's provision,
man.
I camp out and tell me. And let me tell you. Because let me tell you, God, look, I am full of gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
For God's provisions.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, you all have been a great blessing to all the listeners all these years. Thank you, Lord, for being in this radio station so obviously. From a Dixon listener, I thank God for each of you and give Him all the glory for each good work you do. You serve Him so well. From Hopkinsville, God bless you all and thank you for your faithful ministry. And also from Clarksville, thank you all for your hard work.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
The front porch
with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the first. I'm Ken Cummins, and good morning to you.
Yeah,
it's supposed to rain today, isn't it?
They're saying 90% chance of it.
Really? Okay,
that's what they're saying. So that's a big chance.
I think I heard forecast from like an inch and coming maybe between now and tonight.
Well, that
that's a quite, that is a quite a bit of rain.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the big concerns people are concerned about is right after Thanksgiving. They're talking. I've heard several people talk about how the weather's just going to be cold.
Well, what you need to do is find somebody with arthritis and ask them.
No, well,
I'm not laughing about arthritis.
No.
But they'll let you know that their bones are hurting. They'll give you a better forecast than the meteorologist.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I want to remind you one more time before we get right back to topic here. This afternoon between 3:30 and 4, be listening, please, to Tammy Cummins, and she's going to have a pair of tickets to give away. It's for the upcoming concert which is this Saturday night by Awakening Foundation. On stage will be Skillet, Jeremy Camp, and
We Are Messengers.
That's right, and that's going to be a great concert. It's going to be where?
It's going to be at the F&M Bank Arena in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Doors
right
open.
Downtown.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I don't know why I called you John. You don't look like John.
I don't look like John.
Thank you very much there, Brian. And the doors open at 5 for the VIP folks and 5:30 for yes. the rest of us. And so anyway, Tammy will have one pair of tickets. Count of one. That's two tickets.
Two tickets.
To one person, a pair. Mm. But you here's the qualification. One, you need to be the one that actually makes the correct number of calls she asked for.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that you're going.
That you're going to use them.
Yes, please. I know it's fun to participate in something, to say, I won. Yeah. Well, I really didn't want to win. I didn't want to go.
Yeah. Well, you really want to go.
Yes.
3 to 4 o'clock this
afternoon. And you're planning on, you've been thinking about it, you're on the fence.
Yeah.
Well, try this afternoon
mm-hmm.
with Tammy Cummins
yeah.
right here on these stations, Missionary Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
I think I've got it.
All right. Very good. Now, Thanksgiving, a week from today, we're talking about Jesus Christ, the unchanging and unchanging Christ and the grateful heart. We're talking about it. We all have a story. And I talked about, before we went to break, about past rescues, past provisions, past mercies. Now, we deserve justice, but the Lord gives us mercy. How about answered prayers? Does that bring something up on your heart to think about when God did, you were interceding and God answered your prayer?
Absolutely.
Have you had any prayers answered there, Brian?
I have through the years, and I'll be you know, kind of like you, you know, get into a slump, and you think, well, Lord, what in the world am I going to do?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden in the mail or somebody just hands you something and say, here you go. And you're like, it's for the amount. We've had that happen several times. And I'm like, you know, God, you're so good. Or if, say you're pulling through a fast food restaurant and somebody buys your food that's in front of you. And you're like, wow, that's pretty awesome. You know, and it's just wonderful to know that there's still good people out there that's willing to bless people.
Yeah, and God uses us in that
yes.
way.
Yes.
And today it would be a good day to pay it forward, I guess.
There you
Any
go.
Day is a good day for that.
Oh, it is.
Especially to our military here at Fort
oh,
Campbell.
Oh, yes.
And if you see those guys and gals out somewhere, man, just I can't say thank you enough to them.
Yes, yes.
And so they're my true heroes and the first responders, people like
uh-huh.
that,
uh-huh.
that are out there getting it and,
That's right.
and serving.
That's right.
And I appreciate them so much. The Prince of Preachers said this, Charles Spurgeon. He said, I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. So we know that anything that sends you to the rock that's higher than I,
mm-hmm.
that old song says,
yep.
is great. So he was faithful yesterday, we've talked about, and that will cause Thanksgiving to surge. He's also faithful right now. Jesus Christ is the same today.
Yes.
His presence and power are at work in your present moment. So I don't know why we get all worked up sometimes and we think, well, God showed up. God never leaves you.
Never.
God never leaves you nor mm-hmm. forsakes you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not how I get worked up on emotions. That's a fact theologically. God never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's with you right where you are. As a matter of fact, he gave us something that is not just for the professional Christian, and it's called the Great Commission. I've noticed that some people say, yeah, well, that's what we hire our church workers to do and our professional staff to do the Great Commission. No, if you are whatever vocation that you and I are in, that we are to be about the Great Commission of our Lord. And he promised this, just to remind you. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And here it is. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And in another place, it says in Psalm 46, verse 1, a very present help in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
About that. So I realize that you may feel alone this morning. You can be around millions of people and feel alone. If you're not in your home territory, sometimes you absolutely feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you what it's like to be far, far away from home, but no, you can't. It's so-called home that in your familiar surroundings, and then you realize that you can't go back. You can't go. Yeah. You are where you are. Think about that again. About a deployed soldier, yeah. He or she are right where they are, and they're in service.
That's it.
Our missionaries and others right where they are, but yet, and how about that widow or widower that has been married, had been mm-hmm. for decades, maybe 60 years plus, and yeah. all of a sudden that mate is gone.
Yeah,
it's overwhelming. But you may feel overwhelmed or even unsure today, but Christ is not distant. He is present. He's working in the background even when you cannot see it. So he's with you right where you are. So thank him for that. His mercy is fresh today. Now, there's one thing for certain that you and I can rely on, and we can know that the Lord himself never, I've already talked about the fact that he doesn't leave us nor forsake us, but there's a song that comes to my mind that I think I mentioned maybe in church recently, but it's from Lamentations chapter 3. And starting at verse 21, this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. It's Jeremiah was lamenting those things and the fall of Jerusalem. And maybe he was even looking in rubble. I don't know, but he was certainly looking at great change. And he was able to look over and just feeling totally overwhelmed. Then he says, wait just a minute, I'm looking up. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I'd be glad to cue that in for you. And then, but in your heart.
Yeah.
But also, remember, he's working all things for the good right now, the Romans 8:28 principle. So Spurgeon added this. He said, God is not too wise to be mistaken, and he's not too good to be unkind. Now you think about that.
Good.
So he's faithful yesterday. He's the same today. And you and I can trust him, and we'll talk about this just elementary, dear Watson. But when we are thinking about the fact of Thanksgiving, I'm hoping these things will resonate in your heart as you're just 1 week away to prepare the table for more Thanksgiving. I've been spending a great amount of time with things like that every morning, writing about it, thinking about it. Yeah. It's just I'm just overwhelmed
yeah.
of the goodness and yes. greatness of our God. Well, there's an old commercial that was said, let your fingers do the walking through the yellow pages.
I remember that.
And there is Brian
mm-hmm.
with his hand on these buttons, and he's dibbling and a dabbling. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you it's time for Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope.
All right.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope. Today's question is this. Are you a good steward of the influence you have on others?
Yikes, that's a convicting question, because most of us don't even think about our sphere of influence. We don't think about who's watching us react to disappointments or who's learning from our walk with Christ. We just assume that, you know, hey, I've got friends, I've got family, I've got neighbors and coworkers, fellow students, folks in the community, but we don't often assess how our words, our attitudes and our actions, our choices about entertainment, our choices about books, movies, the kind of language we use. We don't consider that recent outburst or that comment we made in our small group. We don't think much about how these things influence others, either for the good or for the bad. There was a time when I certainly didn't think about such things. I assumed that my witness, my testimony, was just telling people how I came to Christ. I did not realize that a witness, a testimony, is really the way you live in front of other people, whether they are saved or unsaved. It's the way you demonstrate to others how real we think Jesus is, and whether or not we honor him in the eyes of others. And make no mistake, people, whether they know Christ or don't know Christ, all of them are watching. They are observing our conduct, our speech, and by it they are swayed one way or the other. They are either pushed a little closer to Christ or they are nudged away from him. That especially happens when our thoughtless actions and words give others the the so-called freedom to do the same, like, you know, well, Barbara said that. She does it. Why can't I? So the deal is, God wants us to be a good steward of all the influence we have on other people, Christians and non-Christians. And let me be personal here. Allow me to share how this whole idea became so important, so central to me. Back in the late 70s, when I began to see the success of the Johnny book, as well as the incredible response to the Johnny movie produced by Billy Graham, whoa, it became so clear real fast that God had given me this large sphere of great influence. No longer was I just the girl on the farm with her small circle of friends and her little church. Now, everybody seemed to be watching. And that meant I had a significant responsibility, much like the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25. I realized I needed to be a wise steward of that talent, those opportunities where I went, what I said, how I lived, and with whom I hung around. And even now, decades later, I dare not become reckless with the platform God has given me, for I long more than anything to one day hear my master say, "Oh, Johnny, well done. Good and faithful servant, just look at the good accomplished in others by your careful witness." And friend, I want you one day to hear the same thing from Jesus. God has given you a sphere of influence, whether great or small, and even if you are the one with a small circle of friends and attending that little church, people are still watching. They're learning from your example. What you say, how you live, has such a huge impact on the people who are observing you, especially children who are observing you. So please be a wise steward. Strengthen others with your integrity, with your careful thought to how you speak and act. Keep front and center in your thinking the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, because you do not want to jeopardize. You do not want to risk bringing your Savior any shame, any disappointment. Don't you dare smear his good reputation. When it comes to your influence, you too want to hear from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Be sure to visit johnnyradio.org today.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:9, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel." A man opened a new business, and his best friend sent him a floral arrangement. When the friend popped in to see him a few days later, he was shocked to see that the shop had sent him a card saying, "Rest in peace." When he called the florist to complain, the florist said, "It could be worse. Somewhere in the city is an arrangement in a cemetery that reads, 'Congratulations on your new location.'" My question is, do you know the peace of God? A real friend will introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. One of these days, you will definitely change your location. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
This station has really helped keep me grounded and keeps me looking up.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
It's honestly changed my life.
I'd like to remind everybody, Ken, real quick, that if you would like to go back and listen to past broadcast of course, Front Porch or Ministry Spotlight, they can go to our website, missionary.radio, and go to podcast in the top right-hand corner.
Right, and just a reminder, some of these are Andrew who posts those.
Yes.
They have to be edited because we're not allowed to put the music on there.
Mm-hmm.
That you hear on the front porch, but once he gets all those prepared for the batch, he'll upload them. They'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like today's will not be there today.
No, it'll take a few days.
But it takes
weeks.
No, it's going to take a week. just a couple few days. But I want to do this one more time. That to this program reminder coming up this afternoon, this afternoon between 3:30 and 4,
mm-hmm.
Tammy Cummins is going to give away a pair of tickets to The Skillet. We are, what is it?
We are messengers.
I knew that. As well as Jeremy Camp. Going to be where?
It's going to be at the F&M Bank Arena, downtown Clarksville.
Saturday night. That's right. Mm-hmm. And anyway, there will be one more pair that we have to give away, courtesy of Awakening Foundation. But that's this afternoon, not right now. Yeah. I just wanted you to be heads up in case you're interested. And that is the caveat, that you are not just interested, but you're going
to
participate.
Yes.
Now, she will take it from there, but I just thought, well, we need to get the word out, let you know that's going to happen, so you'll be prepared as you go about your day. And that's
there you go.
And your opportunity.
What about one more thing before we get back real quick? Can we encourage people to call us and tell us what you're thankful for? So, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up?
Well, yeah, there's a number for that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to speak to us, which is it's probably a good thing, because that might make you ungrateful. What's that number to call? Just leave voicemail.
It's 270-962-4055.
He said 270-962-4055.
Yeah.
Call now.
Yeah, we want to hear you.
Yes, we do.
We do.
And if you make them a mistake, we'll fix them.
You'll fix them?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
Yes, no problem. All right. We're talking about being grateful. What, just an elementary thing. How many ways can you speak about being grateful? As many as I can think of. Oh, yeah. And so, because it's very important. And we're talking about being thankful that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same forever, too. Every promise he has spoken will be fulfilled. In Numbers 23, verse 19, there's a simple little thing that tells us that God does not change. In the New Testament, in James 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom, listen to this, there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now, God, he's not fickle. He's the same. He does not change, and what he says in the future, you can count on it. We're made joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Right.
We're saved, and he's announced and said, what is mine is yours, you're mine, and I have bequeathed to you eternal life, and you get to live in a place where there's not men's hands have touched. Anything a man touches is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It won't last. But with God's eternal in the heavens, made a place that's it'd be perfect bodies, perfect air, perfect everything. That's called heaven.
Heaven.
Now, someone said, you're living your best life now. I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
Now, I enjoy life.
I do.
And
too.
I believe the Lord puts in us to live life to its fullest.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we go off to this kind of mentality, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. And I think so many people have invested in that kind of lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're made for eternity because we are eternal. We're created in the image of God.
Yes.
But every promise, I'm going to tell you, there's something to well up with Thanksgiving for right now, to be thankful. Be thankful. His goodness and mercy extend into every tomorrow. And how many times have you been at a funeral and go to the cemetery and someone will say, let's quote Psalm 23. A bunch, and I probably have done the same thing many times. But one of the last verses, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. 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 Right. And you just think about that. So if you look behind you, what's following you? Goodness and mercy.
Amen.
It's on your heels. Yeah. I need to take you with me, Brian, so I'll get an amen. I think it will shock me. I don't know.
You think it's shocking?
No, actually, I get a few every once in a while.
Hey, that's good.
You know when I get my amens? When I say finally.
When you're just about done.
And then I finally goes for about 20 minutes.
No.
Philippians 1:6, everyone can quote this one. Paul told the church at Philippi, he said, being confident of this very thing, that he that who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So his mercy and his grace and what he started, he will complete, and he will complete it until that day. Corrie Ten Boom, of course you know her from the Holocaust and, of course, Hiding Place. Corrie Ten Boom says, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Now, chew on that just for a bit. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah. So the future may be unclear. I think we borrow on the future too much. We're always talking about it. We're fretting about it. What if? Let me be clear. The future may be unclear, but the Savior who walks into your future is the same Savior who walked you through you with you in the past.
Absolutely.
And so if he did it once, can he not do it again?
Can do it.
Now, gratitude, then, is the natural response to everything I've said this morning. It's the natural response to an unchanging Savior. Gratitude is the voice of faith. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, he didn't say, in everything, give thanks. He didn't say, I thank him that I have cancer. I thank him that I had a kidney stone. What he's saying.
No.
In everything, in every situation, give thanks.
Yeah.
Because this is the voice of gratitude of faith, of thanks. Psalm 107 just virtually says, give thanks, and then he gives some reasons. But then it says, for he is good. So gratitude is the voice of faith. I like to hear the simple words, thank you. If someone does something, thank you. Mm-hmm. My response is, you're welcome.
That's it.
And somebody says, no problem. Well, I'm glad it wasn't a problem to you.
I'm glad it wasn't a problem.
I really appreciate that.
Mm, yeah.
But anyway, a good natural response in the English language is,
thank you.
Thank you. Or think nothing of it. I think something of it because it was a wonderful thing that you did.
Absolutely.
And I understand what you're saying, though. Gratitude is stabilizes your heart in unstable seasons as well. Storms come up. They do. They're going to happen. Gratitude remembers this. He's been good. He is good. He will be good.
Amen.
Do you believe that, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First?
He is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been good. He is good. He will be good.
All the time.
And only God is good.
Mm-hmm.
And Voskamp said, the more we thank God, the more we see God. Now you think about that. Gratitude grows as we refocus our hearts on who Jesus is, not on what we feel.
True.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So gratitude is not ignoring hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is not pretending everything's easy. Here's what it is. Gratitude is declaring that Jesus Christ has never changed. So, dear one, this morning listening to the front porch, lift up your eyes today. Your Savior is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your heart can rest at ease. Your faith can rise. Your gratitude can overflow. Let it begin. Well, I don't have so. What do you have?
What do you have?
You have a Savior just like the rest. Mm-hmm. Call on him. Gratitude is the soul of faith. George Mueller, who trusted God and led hundreds of orphans and always prayed things into being. It's amazing, his story. He said gratitude is the soul of faith. The assurance that God has been good is good and will forever be good. Well, how many ways can you say thank you today? But I think if you look at the past, look at the present, and look to the future, you and I serve a God who doesn't change, a God who's faithful, and a God who cares. So as we approach the Thanksgiving season, and I pray that everything that you see, every morsel of hope, that Jesus Christ is the author of that. And I want to tell you, I'm learning to live by faith, but sometimes you got to realize that without faith, it is impossible even to please God.
Amen.
So everything is by faith. Mm-hmm. Well, this afternoon, I'm going to say it one more time. Last pair of tickets for the concert coming up, the Awakening Foundation concert this Saturday night, featuring Skillet, Jeremy Camp, and
We Are Messengers.
All in one place. We'll have a pair of tickets with Tammy Cummins this afternoon. We're going to give away between 3:30 and 4. You have a marvelous day. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.